Genesis chapter 17. When Abraham was 99 years old, so nearly 100, Yahweh appeared to Abraham and said to him, Yahweh appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am God Almighty. Now that means I can do anything. Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. And I will make my covenant between me and you and will multiply you exceedingly. Abraham fell on his face. God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with you. Now, a covenant is a set of promises. And God is saying, I'm promising things to you. And God keeps his promises. You will be the father of a multitude of nations. Neither will your name any more be called Abram, but your name will be called Abraham. For I have made the father of a multitude of nations. I will make you very fruitful, and I will make nations of you. Kings will come out of you. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your seed after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God to you and to your seed after you. Now, we've said that the seed means his children, but also particularly one special son or seed or descendant of Abraham. And who do you think that was? Paul tells us in the New Testament, Peter tells us, who was the special son of Abraham? Jesus. So the special seed of Abraham, or son of Abraham, was Jesus. And Abraham's name was changed to Abraham. That means that God put part of his name, the middle part of his name, Yahweh, into the middle part of Abraham's name. So it became Abraham. So that shows how God wants to mix with us. He wants to put his name into our name. And when we're baptized into the Lord Jesus, we're baptized into the name. And that really is what God does with us. So God goes on, I will give to you and to your seed after you the land in which you're traveling, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. I will be their God. So Abraham was going to inherit the land of Canaan, of Israel, where he'd walked around forever. But Abraham died, not having received what God promised. And Stephen and Paul, they emphasize this, that God keeps his promises. So therefore, if God promised Abraham that he was going to live forever and eternally possess the land, and he died not having received it, it follows that Abraham must be resurrected in a literal bodily form and inherit that land forever. And that is what the kingdom of God will be. God said to Abraham, As for you, you will keep my covenant, you and your seed after you, throughout their generations. This is my covenant, which you shall keep between me and you and your seed after you. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskin. It will be a token of the covenant between me and you. He who is 8 days old will be circumcised among you, every male throughout your generations. He who is born in the house or bought with money from any foreigner who is not of your seed. He who is born in your house and he who is bought with your money must be circumcised. My covenant will be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. The uncircumcised male who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, that person shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. Now, most of the tribes in those days had some cutting on their flesh, particularly on their faces. And you can still see that in parts of Africa today. There might be a bit of the ear that's cut off, or a bit of the lip, or a mark put on the nose, or something like that, so that people say, ah, yes, that's one of that tribe. That's one of my tribe. Now, God asked that his people had a sign that was very, very private, that it was part of a little boy's boy bit that was to be cut off. Now, no one could see that. And so it is when we wonder, am I any different to the people around me? Well, yes and no. We look the same, smell the same, dress the same, but there's a big difference because in our hearts we are different. And so we now don't have to do the circumcision thing because Paul says it is circumcision of the heart. It's a difference inside our thinking that makes all the difference. And the real equivalent for us is that we are baptized, not as little children, but when we are old enough to say, I want this, I want to be part of the people of God, I want to be part of God's people, I don't want to be part of the world, I want to be with him and part of the hope of the family of Abraham. So God went on, as for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but her name shall be Sarah. I will bless her, and I will give you a son by her. Yes, I will bless her, and she will be a mother of nations. Kings of peoples will come from her. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, a child shall be born to him who is 100 years old. Sarah, who's 90 years old, shall give birth. Now, in the New Testament, Jesus says that Abraham rejoiced to see my day and was glad. So the only time we read of Abraham rejoicing was actually at this point. So maybe he looked ahead in faith, thinking that, yes, through this son that will be from Sarah and me, there will come Jesus. There will come the promised seed. Abraham said to God, oh, that Ishmael might live before you. That's the son he'd had by Hagar, his servant woman. God said, no, but Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son. You shall call his name Isaac, which means laughter. I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, for his seed after him. As for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful and multiply him. He'll become the father of 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant I establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you at this set time next year. When he finished talking with him, God went up from Abraham. Abraham took Ishmael his son, all who were born in his house, and all who were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the same day, as God had said to him. Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. So there you are, God says to him, you're 99 and you're going to have a baby by Sarah, but I want you to cut off a bit of your boy bit when he was 99 years old. So it just shows how God works to the very opposite of how we might think, right against the grain of all that we think is logical. Ishmael, his son, was 13 years old when he was circumcised. In the same day, both Abraham and Ishmael were circumcised, and all the men of the house, those born in the house, were circumcised with him.